Proclamation number 6216 of 20th of March, 1955. Desire of a mature soul for God. The soul longs to return to God as soon as it has become light within itself and has recognized its exit. Then it pushes towards its exit again, for love is within it which seeks to merge with eternal love. And then its stay on earth will only be a burden, and only the body will still cling to the earth because it still contains unredeemed spiritual substances which need the form to mature, because the matter the body is made of is not yet spiritually mature. Thus the earth is still the element where this spiritual substance resides. But the soul is different if it has recognized the right purpose in earthly life and lives in accordance with this purpose. If it has thus attained spiritual maturity through its way of life, this soul feels that everything only means a shackle for it, which makes its ascent into the kingdom of light impossible. Therefore it would like to be released from this fetter and take its path to where light and strength flow to it. It longs for the original source of light and strength. And thus a soul will willingly and without struggle detach itself from its physical shell. It will still give it the opportunity until the end to purify the spiritual substances so that these, too, can approach the spiritualization more quickly. Even though the path of development of these substances still requires a longer stay in matter, but it can be significantly shortened as soon as the body allowed itself to be guided and determined in earthly life by the soul whose desire was directed towards God. And a longing soul's desire is satisfied. God calls it to Himself into His kingdom, where it now recognizes that it is returned home to its Father's house. This is why a person's departure from this earth only ever signifies bliss if he strived for God's kingdom on earth, if his soul turned towards God when it walked the earth, if it belonged to those who believed in God's love, which embedded itself in the man Jesus to help people return to the Father's house. It fulfilled its life's purpose, it passed the test of will. Its will turned completely towards God, who now fulfilled its longing and called it back into His kingdom, to Him from whom it once originated. Anew humans should rejoice in the certainty that the soul has reached its aim and only ever strive to go the same way. All your thoughts and aspirations should only be directed towards achieving the same unification with your Father of Eternity, for the hour of departure from this world lies ahead of you all, and the more your soul longs for this hour, the sooner it will be called away. Because the Father will satisfy his child's longing if it applies to him. But anyone who loves the world does not yet long for God, and if he is nevertheless called away from this earth, then the body, which does not want to lose its life, will resist, and a fierce battle will precede the departure. A purified soul, however, also helps the body, which was given to it to mature, to purify itself until the end, and many spiritual substances can join the soul when it escapes its shell in order to enter the kingdom where it is now free from every bondage and will live in bliss. Amen.